Welcome to the 90 Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, reaching goals, and keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So we're going to continue our discussion today on disconnecting, and really disconnecting mentally. We talked about vacations earlier in the week, and vacations are great. It's a great way to disconnect, and if you can get focused on the vacation while you're there and stop thinking about all the other things that are going on in your life and at work, that's a great way to clear your mind. But the challenge, again, is you can't take a vacation every single day. So we need a way to clear our mind daily. Now, for some people, exercise serves that purpose. You get singularly focused on what you're doing. You block out everything else, and that helps you to clear your mind. Other people have hobbies. If you like to build model airplanes, and again, that's something that really gets you focused and allows you to get away from any other distractions you have in your life, then that's another great way to disconnect. For others, it's tasks like cutting grass or cleaning the house. Again, it's mindless, but that's sometimes exactly what you need. But if you get into purer forms of disconnection, yoga is one way to get there. And if you've done yoga before, typically at the end of a yoga class, they'll have a meditation. And the meditation itself is the purest form of disconnection. Because meditation is quieting your mind. And for people, all you're really doing is you're sitting quietly, you're focusing on your breath. And for people that have a difficult time quieting their mind, there's plenty of things on the internet you can get your hands on that are guided meditations, where it's a practitioner that's walking you through the relaxation stage and getting you grounded. And what meditation really does is it allows perspective in your life. If you can become the observer of your own life, that is something that comes through meditation. It's a way to relax yourself. If you want to immediately lower your heart rate because you're stressed out, just sit and meditate. It makes a big difference. And the more you can do it, the more powerful it is. And if you can make it a daily practice, that's really what it's all about. It's getting grounded, providing that escape every day, just disconnecting and going to that space where you become the observer of yourself and the observer of your thoughts. So if you're not meditating now or you're not doing anything to disconnect, figure out something that you can do every day and try to commit to making it happen. Now, speaking of commitments, if you're not listening to the 90 Second Navigator on a daily basis, I would ask that you subscribe on Stitcher or on iTunes. It's always good to have a coach to keep you moving towards your desired goals. And I just ask that you give me an opportunity to be that person for you. And what that means is just making that commitment to joining me for a few minutes a day. This is a great way to disconnect each day. Before we finish, let's take a moment and let's get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90 Second Navigator. We're going to be discussing what your escape is and getting even more clear about what it is that you're going to commit to and do every day. But for today, I want you to focus on that disconnection. I want you to think about how you can clear your mind each day, and I want you to think about a time you can do it and what that might look like for you.